A warrant for the arrest of Cambodian opposition leader Samrongsi has stranded him in South Korea. Samrongsi left on a trip to Japan and South Korea in early November. He was scheduled to return home after 2 weeks on November 16th. A parliamentary committee controlled by the country's ruling party stripped him of his legal immunity and his seat on Friday. The confrontation between the two key leaders is the latest in weeks of tension between the parties. The ruling Cambodian People's Party voted to fire Rongsi's deputy from his post in October. Before that, two delegates from the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party were severely beaten by a mob. The delegates were leaving parliament. Police did not intervene. Later that day, the deputy's home was attacked. Many people believe CPP ordered the attacks, but the party denies the accusations. Political analysts say these scare tactics influenced elections in the past and might have the same effect leading up to the next election in 2018. The CNRP came within 300,000 votes of winning the most recent election in 2013. The CNRP is seen as a threat to the CPP and Hun Sen, who has ruled the country for 30 years. I'm Jonathan Evans.